Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. You know what? Next week, as the playoffs move forward, we're going to be down to less teams, so we'll have more time to hit other stuff. Because now it's all this series and that series and this series, you know what I mean? And the playoff series sort of take precedent. But, you know, we talked with Teddy last night about this, and he is right. It's time to, like, pull the trigger. The numbers, if you're sort of, I'm not going to say serious NFL better, but if you're looking for the best number and you're betting more than, you know, $50 on a future, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're putting $1,000 down on a future and you know you're going to put $1,000 down on a future, you're better off doing it when you're getting a better price if you know you're going to do it. You got to worry about injuries, but you got to worry about injuries all the time, sort of, right? It is what it is. I had a girlfriend that was hardcore, man. She was, you know what? I thought it was nuts at the time, but she was smart. She would literally go and she would buy everything for Christmas the day after Christmas for people for the following year. You know what I mean? Because everything's cheaper, right? The day after Christmas, like, you know, I was like, all right, you know. And it's all kinds of deals and stuff. They've got, it's like a Black Friday, like Boxing Day special. I remember, like, she would always buy, like, Christmas ornaments and, like, Christmas decorations. I'd be like, why the hell are you buying wrapping paper the day after Christmas? She said it's the cheapest day of the year. Like, she'd come home. She'd buy, like big gifts for people. I bought a microwave for someone and stuff. She put it in a closet for a year. And I have Merry Christmas next year. And, you know, it's wise, right? It's actually, you know, people that think, you know, long term, you know, that's why, you know, the rich people think in long term, right? They invest in a company. They buy, you know, I'm going to build this condo that won't be ready for 7 years. But when I do, I'm going to rake it in, right? Like, you know, I mean, you got to sort of have a long term vision. And there are some teams that are starting, but my deal is with this, I'm itching to start clicking, and I want to really start clicking in the NFL, but I haven't had time to sit down. It's a whirlwind, right? We're on all the time. You got all this playoff action going on. So me breaking down the Atlanta Falcons season or the Colts schedule right now isn't like that, you know. So we got seven game sevens this weekend. Seven game sevens. Never happened before. Never happened. I'm talking about NBA and NHL combined. All right? Like, if you're thinking, wow, this is a pretty crazy, like, think about it. It's not normal that there's this many game sevens. Five of the eight series went seven games in the National Hockey League. There will be seven game sevens played this weekend across the NBA and the NHL, a record number of game sevens combined between the two leagues. The previous record was five. All right, the previous record was five in 2014. There were five game sevens, but they were all in the NBA. Like, this is nuts. So we've got the Bruins at the Hurricanes, the Lightning at the Maple Leafs, the Kings at the Oilers on Saturday. So it's no NBA tomorrow. It's an NHL game 7 day. Bruins at Canes, Lightning at Leafs, Kings at Oilers. And then we've got on Sunday, Bucks at Celtics, Penguins at Rangers, Stars at Flames, Mavericks at Suns. Level 3. Let's do this thing. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. Rob Vino. RobVinoSports.com is not a freak, but he's a smart man. And he'll be joining us in a couple of moments. We'll get his thoughts on the Game 7's situation right now. We've got seven Game 7's this weekend. Because, listen, I'm all fired up to start talking NFL football, all right? I want to start going team by team and breaking it all down. We're going to go over all the schedules and the win totals and everything. But how can we? How can we? We got seven Game 7's going on here. And we're also now in extra innings at Chavez Ravine in Los Angeles, tied at 9 right now. And this is when we play the roller derby extra inning baseball that they call baseball. Video ball. You put, what do they call it? A ghost runner on second base. So whatever. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen from here. I'm hoping the Dodgers can, hit a home run. You got a guy on second, hit a home run, they win by 2. Right? But Philadelphia's batting right now, 9-9. So Rob Vino's going to join us. We've got seven Game 7's this weekend. Seven Game 7's. It's an all-time record combined between the NHL and the NBA. On Saturday, the National Hockey League takes center stage. Boston Bruins at the Carolina Hurricanes. The home team has won every game in this series so far. Tampa Bay Lightning, the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions in Toronto to take on a Toronto Maple Leaf hockey club with one of the most devoted and biggest fan bases in the league. They love this team to death, yet this team consistently breaks their heart and lets them down. Hasn't won a playoff series since 2004. Similar situation with the Edmonton Oilers. Passionate fan base. Explosive hockey team that has nothing but postseason failures in recent memory. Los Angeles Kings go in there with house money. As it is right now, and I'll just, I'm not changing anything here. I'm taking the Carolina Hurricanes, the Toronto Maple Leafs, and I'll take the Los Angeles Kings plus 1.5 at minus 142 right now. Listen, if the Kings lose, they're probably going to lose by more than 1.5, because unless it goes to overtime. But at the same point in time, home ice hasn't meant anything, and I think the Oilers are under a hell of a lot of pressure. Kings are playing with house money. Ravino joins us next. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Friday Night Freak Show continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Kicking it on SiriusXM channel 159 on Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000 watt juggernaut. Let's do this thing. Rob Vino, RobVinoSportsWagerTalk.com steps up and in. Rob, happy Game 7. It's always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Yeah, great to be here, Gabe. Thanks for having me.
That's the theme of the weekend, Game 7s. So, unfortunately, we do have a Game 7 between the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. And I was all over the Bucks tonight. I've been riding the Bucks throughout the entire series. I did think they were going to finish off the Boston Celtics tonight, but an absolutely epic, epic performance from Jason Tatum. Just one shot after another. And it got to the point where every time he shot the ball, I just assumed it was going to go in.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? I mean, if somebody came up and told you before the game, Giannis is going to go 14 of 15 from the free throw line tonight, do you like your chances on Milwaukee? You probably would have said, heck yeah, I like my chances. But Boston gets it done, Gabe. They, you know, let one get away the other night, so they showed a lot of fortitude by coming back on the road and getting this one, the second time they've won in Milwaukee. So this has not been a home-dominated series like, you know, say Dallas and Phoenix has. It's just been a real good back and forth between the two. And now we get a couple of game sevens on Sunday, like you mentioned.
I think, Rob, how much does it change your handicap? You've been doing this a long time, in which we've seen, we see right now, and I'm going to use the arena sports as, you know, let's leave football out of this. But as far as the NHL and the NBA is concerned, classic example, we have a million game sevens in the National Hockey League. And why do we have a bunch of game sevens? Because a lot of teams are able to win on the road. We've seen in the NBA as well, you know, and in the National Football League, to be honest. I wanted to just stick to basketball. But the NFL, we've seen on a yearly basis, in fact, Rob, the home field advantage goes down, down, down. Remember before, it used to mean something. Well, oh, man, it's well, they're on the road, and it's in this arena. It's in this stadium. It really doesn't mean as much anymore, Rob. And it's just factual. The results speak for themselves. Home court, home field, home ice, doesn't, it ain't what it used to be.
Overall, it really isn't, Gabe. I mean, obviously, you know, individual series in Phoenix, Dallas, it has meant something. Dallas at home has been dominant all three games. Phoenix at home has been a point spread juggernaut in three games.
Same thing in the NHL, where Carolina and Boston. Same thing in the NHL, Carolina and Boston. You know, the home team has won every game, so there's sort of the exception to the rule. But for the most part, we've seen teams are able to win on in each other's arenas.
Yeah, Miami went to Philly and closed it out right last night in convincing fashion. So a lot of, you know, so much goes into these games, and it's hard in the playoffs because we just don't know what's upcoming as far as, you know, in-game injury and that type of thing that takes place in here, foul trouble that might take place. But in the case of Boston-Milwaukee, it's just been too... Yeah, you know, I want to call them equal, Gabe, of equal strength, because Middleton is out on one side and Robert Williams is now missing three straight games on the other side, and maybe we should call them equal strength. My power ratings make Boston a shade better, and they do show Boston being, you know, five at home on Sunday. I'm trying to look as I speak here to see where this game opened, because I didn't check to see where it opened. Do you have an idea?
I saw five. Five is the only number I've seen.
Yeah, okay.
FanDuel opened five, and it stands strong at five right now.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. Yeah, so I think that's probably a fair price. It's been that way most of the series. A little more respect shown from the odds makers to the Boston Celtics. But, boy, Giannis had a terrific game, too. I mean, just singling out Tatum because his team won. But Giannis, again, that second half, 44 and 20 rebounds. He's incredible.
So we wait till Sunday afternoon, 3:30 Eastern time.
Yeah.
And one thing we've seen, and I've spoken to players about this over the years, and I'm always fascinated to hear players talk about it as well. And as far as momentum is concerned, there can be momentum in a game. And, you know, there's going to be swings and runs, and there's going to be momentum swings in the actual game itself. But we see time and time again, it doesn't carry over to the next game, right? You know what I mean? Like, for all we know, you know, I mean, Tatum, you know, he could have 20, 22. Yeah, he probably won't on Sunday. But I'm just saying, as a collective, as a whole, momentum doesn't really exist in the playoffs. And as you stated, it's really just a game by game and then circumstance situation and how these games play out.
Yeah, NBA especially, Gabe, because I think that, you know, there's been an old adage ever since I've been handicapping that role players will play better at home than they do on the road. Generally speaking, the role players don't take their act on the road all that often. It's the stars that you can somewhat count on. And the role players, you hope that when they're on. Dallas, a great example, right? Because guys like Maxi Kleber, Reggie Bullock last night, Dorian Finney-Smith, et cetera, real good at home, but not necessarily the same players on the road. So that's part of the reason. And I think I'm a type of handicapper, Gabe, that believes in a little bit of regression, right? If a team shoots so outstanding from three-point range in one game or so miserably from three-point range in one game, I don't expect that to carry over the next game. I always expect these things to regress back to the mean. So I guess from that perspective, you know, the way I handicap kind of subscribes to that theory that these are all game-to-game single entities.
No, they really are. And you know, as you say, look, you can't predict last night that the Phoenix Suns were going to take like 16 three-point shots only, right? Which is like the second lowest in the Monty Williams era. And, you know, like basically Dallas hit more three-point shots than Phoenix actually took. Each game, it's its own entity. Just for the record right now, the Eastern Conference futures, Miami Heat plus 110, Boston Celtics plus 150, Milwaukee Bucks plus 390. And I bring this up because this is always the time to grab it. If yeah. You know what I mean? If you think a team, like if you like Boston, guys, if you're thinking, I like Boston to win on Sunday and I like Boston to beat Miami, you take it now because the number is going to obviously go down because there's still those two options. So I was going to ask you your approach to this. Is Miami the team to beat, or do you like either Boston or Milwaukee at these numbers? Boston's plus 150, and you can get the Milwaukee Bucks at plus 390 right now.
And I think generally if you're just – and I'm not one of these, but if you are a bettor who just likes to shop great numbers, then you jump right on Milwaukee at plus 390, right? You're not going to get plus 390.
Yeah, they just got to win one game to get into the series. They're not going to be plus 390 right, against exactly. The Miami Heat, exactly.
And they've already won twice in Boston. So if you're a believer in Milwaukee, then you jump on that number right now. Miami's going to have home floor edge over whichever team they face. It'll be interesting. I do feel like when we do see a series price, I'm not sure Miami is going to be favored series-wise over either one of these teams, Gabe. So your point well taken. If you like Boston or Milwaukee, you're getting plus now. You're not going to see that plus when the series price comes out. So it's the right time to go get it if you like either one of them. And I do believe that Boston is probably the best team remaining, but you know, we're splitting hairs at this point. The Miami Heat behind Jimmy Butler have been absolutely tremendous.
And what's interesting, actually, and it's funny you talk about, they're sending the message right now to Miami wouldn't be that big of favorites. Because, look, Boston still actually have to win a game. Miami are plus 110, and Boston's plus 150, and they still need to win a game. Right. So, yeah, so that's what we're saying, guys. If you like Boston, you're not going to get a better price now than at the plus 150. So the Miami Heat unfinished business from a couple of years ago. It's easy to forget, right? You know, we were talking about this before. It's easy to forget that the Miami Heat were just in the finals 2 years ago. And it really would be an incredible accomplishment if Pat Riley was able to pull off another championship. Like if he was the architect and he was just, you know, in another era and another decade and another millennium, actually, I think at this point. But all right, we're going to get into the game seven in the desert on the other side. Rob Vino, RobVinoSports.com, King of His Wager Talk.com in the house. The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. The quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio continues. We're throwing it down. Sirius XM channel 159. The mightier 1090 ESPN radio. Rob Vino. RobVinoSports.com. Wager talk in the house. So, Rob, let's get into Game 7, Dallas-Phoenix. Completely different situation than the Boston-Milwaukee series has been, as we alluded to. Both Milwaukee and Boston have both shown an ability to win on each other's home court, something that Dallas and Phoenix have not shown. Is anything going to be different on Sunday?
You know what? Game 7, anything can happen, Gabe. Obviously, we all know that. I would say this. After the first two games in Phoenix, where Phoenix won convincingly, it could be a case of they thought things were going to come too easy. It could be a case of Jason Kidd making real good adjustments with his Dallas Maverick team. It could be a case that Phoenix was never that much better than Dallas to begin with, maybe a little bit of all. But since game three, these guys have played now 16 quarters, eight halves in those four games. And Phoenix has only been the better team for one half out of those eight halves. Game three, Dallas, it's an easy win at home. Game four, Dallas destroys Phoenix at home. Game five, Dallas plays them toe-to-toe in Phoenix 49-46 for the first half. And then the second half got way out of control. That's the one half where Phoenix has been dominant and much better. They win that thing going away by 30, I think. And then we come back with the Thursday night game, game six, where Dallas, again at home, dismantles Phoenix. And I think you have to start, you know, wondering about the Phoenix team. I mean, they're the number one seed, and they've been beaten convincingly three times. They weren't really competitive in any of the three games in Dallas, which is really a surprise with them. And I'm watching Thursday night after the game, and I see Devin Booker say that, you know, this is the first game seven I'll ever be in. And you don't know how that's going to go. I know he's a great player, and it's at home, but you don't know how his first game seven is going to go if things tighten up. And I think what we all know right now is Luka Doncic is the best player on the floor. And that doesn't mean they're going to win the game. But in our line of work, Gabe, we're talking about plus six here with Dallas. And it's very possible Dallas could sneak in under the number in this game. Very possible Phoenix could just revert to what's happened in Phoenix the other three games and cover. But it does make for an interesting handicap, I'll say that. And we don't know where Scott Foster's going to land on Sunday. There's a lot of speculation Scott Foster lands at this Phoenix-Dallas game. We'll see.
Rob Vino kicking it with us, Scott Foster. It's amazing that people fear the name, right? The name, right? Oh, Scott Foster. Scott Foster, non-COVID-related absence this evening. You know, one thing, Rob, too, all the pressure's on the Phoenix Suns, right? And, they've done a good job. Oftentimes, we'll see teams will lose in a championship, and the next year's a disaster. The Montreal Canadiens made the Stanley Cup Finals last year, Rob. They have the number one draft pick, all right, in the upcoming draft this year. We see it all the time in, you know, the Super Bowl hangover after. And Phoenix sort of were on that mission all year, and people sort of anointed them as the best team and said, oh, they're going to the finals. But at the same point in time, there is pressure on this team. And it seems to be catching up to them earlier than I thought it would. And if you're Dallas, you know, at some point, people are going to start to say, well, hey, you know, Luka's got to win a playoff series, right? And Luka's got to break through here. And I don't know if this is the time right now, but this is still the way I'm saying it is, this is probably the last chance that Luka doesn't have that. Hey, how come he doesn't win, right? And we can talk about his teammates and everything, but at this point in time, all the pressure is on the Phoenix Suns. You know, you talk about it. Doncic has asserted himself as the best player. Him and Booker have a little thing going on. There's a lot of smack talk. And I think, you know, Booker upset Doncic, and now there's no turning back. You know, we talked about it earlier. It's easy to forget. DeAndre Ayton was drafted before Luka Doncic was, too. Everyone talks about Trae Young all the time, but he was drafted before. You got the Chris Paul factor, where Chris Paul has never won before. There's pressure on the Phoenix Suns in this game.
Well, there's no question. And can you imagine the look on Chris Paul's face if he finds out that Scott Foster is the referee on Sunday? 0-14.
0-14, yeah. 14-0, Scott Foster.
It's amazing, Gabe, that these numbers are now mainstream. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, the ref tonight, actually, that replaced Foster. Sorry, Rob, actually. The Celtics were 14-0 with Eric Lewis. 14-0. It was the longest streak in the league. Make it 15 now.
It's crazy. Everybody, even, you know, $25 bettors seem to know a little bit of this stuff. I'll say this. A couple of things that you mentioned that triggered some thoughts. You're right. Luka might be able to get away with this year as his final year as going out in the playoffs because he can still live under that roof of Dallas. Mark Cuban hasn't given him enough pieces to work with yet. He's still missing guys. I do think when you analyze their team on paper, it is amazing that he's gotten them this far. That they as a unit, I don't want to single him out. Obviously, he's
yeah, don't forget,
player.
they won two or three games without him against Utah. Let's not forget that.
Right. Jalen Brunson took over. So it's a good basketball team. But you're absolutely right. He can get away with it. I think the one guy that really is under the microscope here is Chris Paul because he's absolutely disappeared three games straight. Now, you're talking about a guy that scored 13, 7, and 5 the last three games. And I know New Orleans had the philosophy that we're going to use Alvarado on him late in games and we're going to fatigue Chris Paul. And by the time the fourth quarter comes, and we saw it in that series a couple of times, Gabe, Chris Paul really did look tired of being chased around the floor. And now he's in another seven-game series and his numbers are going down. And we just assume, you know, Chris Paul's going to pick it up and play real well. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe he is 37 years old and tired at this point in time. I know he's a competitor deluxe, but sometimes the body just doesn't respond. So we're going to see. You're absolutely right. The pressure is squarely on Phoenix. And if Dallas tightens the screws a little bit late in this game, it'll be interesting to see how they respond because, to your point, if they don't win as the number one seed this year when all their eggs were in that go-back-to-the-finals basket, they'll probably, you know, they play in Phoenix, so they're not going to get a lot of media heat. They're probably lucky they don't play in Philadelphia, New York, or Boston, where they would be under such scrutiny. But it would be devastating, I think, to Phoenix not to advance from this round.
That's what made the Buffalo Bills run so incredible. It's hard to lose that many times in a row and get back, right? To say, all right, you know what? We're not going to be stopped. We're going to get back. We're going to get back. And it takes an emotional toll on teams. Rob Vino kicking with us. I am Gabe Morency. So, Rob, I'm all fired up. NFL football schedule release. I have not, and I don't sleep much, so I don't know how many, you know, unless you've got like 30 hours in a 24-hour day, I don't know about. I personally haven't had an opportunity to really break down the NFL schedule like I'd like to, right? We went over to primetime games on the air. I've gone over to point spreads. We went over to week one point spreads, etc. So I haven't really, all right, you know, locked in and, you know, sort of taken notes as far as each team is concerned, although I am aware of the travel and the miles and everything else. But what's your takeaways from the NFL schedule and how much time have you been able to look at this?
Yeah, it's crazy to me, Gabe. I mean, now, I happen to be a big follower of the NFL draft. So I'll sit for 3 days and watch seven rounds of the draft. I've done that since, you know, forever. But then I'm thinking to myself last night, really, you're going to have 4 hours dedicated to a schedule release? I didn't pay a single bit of attention to it. But you can't avoid the commentary that goes on after it. And I even, you know, listen to a colleague of ours, Teddy Savransky. Teddy covers talk about it a little bit. He's really big on any season over under wins, and I heard him talk a little bit about how Pittsburgh might have some trouble with their schedule, and especially due to the quarterback situation. And then I heard a lot of people today talking about how rough it is for Tampa Bay out of the gate. I can't say I disagree. And then I had a spot on a Missouri radio show today, Columbia, Missouri, where they asked me about the Chiefs, and you know. What's interesting about that, Gabe, is that AFC West plays NFC West this year, and it couldn't be more difficult for both sides because you could argue they're the two best divisions in football. And maybe it's not correct, but you could make a legitimate argument that they are. And for the Kansas City Chiefs, which is the team that they were pointing to specifically on this show, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Not only do you have three improved teams inside your division, the Jerry Jeudy stuff that cropped up yesterday for Denver is still in question, but Denver, Chargers, Raiders, all improved. And then you got to go play AFC West as well out of division. Going to be tough on Kansas City. So maybe I'll do a little work on their team season over under wins because I don't see them going 13-3. Believe me, they may be a 10-6 team this year. We'll have to see, but I haven't dug into it real deep either.
Rob Vino with us. Rob, I'm high on the Indianapolis Colts this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you look at that division, Houston are in a rebuild mode, Jacksonville in a rebuild mode. And I don't think the Tennessee Titans are suddenly going to be terrible, but I think Indianapolis are a better team, and I think they're in a win-now situation more than the Titans are in right now. But if you look at the Colts' schedule to begin with, very favorable. They open up with two road games, yet they're winnable road games at Houston and at Jacksonville, right? So, you know, that's just, to me, it's just sort of how big it is. Boom, you can knock down two road wins and two division wins in the first 2 weeks of the season, and then you host the Kansas City Chiefs and Tennessee Titans, Denver Broncos. Then you get the Jags and Titans again, and then the Washington Commanders. You know, that's the first 8 weeks. So where I'm going with this is it's a lot of division games, man, here, and the Indianapolis Colts and Tennessee Titans, they actually play each other twice in the first 7 weeks. Like, this division is basically going to be decided in the first 2 months of the season almost.
Yeah, and just a broad overview, I'm right with you, and I think we're in a small rowboat there, Gabe, with others as far as Indianapolis is concerned, but I'm of the opinion that Matt Ryan is not just a lateral move versus Carson Wentz as your quarterback. I think it's a significant, even at his age, a significant upgrade for the Indianapolis Colts, and I think if you look at last year, the NFL take it away last year and maybe give it back this year because Indianapolis had that wickedly tough schedule to start the year last year.
They deserve better,
right,
Rob.
Shoot.
I don't exactly. They've always had tough schedules, and man, the bell tolls for thee, man. We're out of time, Rob. As always, I wish we had more time. Can't wait. We'll talk NFL next week. But I agree with you. I'm down with Matt Ryan here with the Indianapolis Colts. Rob Vino Sports on Twitter. Follow him. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that, and they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
I keep telling you, yes. This is Sports Rage. Yeah, it's like... yes. Come on. Yes, I do. All right, so this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. We've got seven game sevens. I'm just trying to process it all right now. And I got to do a best bet video as well that's going to be released in the morning. Right, so... You figure, oh, the day is done, right? The day is never done. the day is never done. No rest for the wicked. Seven games. But, you know, one good thing about this, so basically I'm going to get all my work done. And when I say work, so basically I know who I'm going to be taking, and I'm going to be locked in, and I'm going to be ready to rock and ready to roll. We're going to the San Jose-Vancouver Whitecap soccer match as well. It's actually at the same time as the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Tampa Bay Lightning. But the thing is, I was supposed to go to an MLS game a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't go because the Raptors were playing or something. And I was supposed to go with some people, and I had to let them down and say, listen, I can't go because I'm a degenerate, and I've got to watch a bunch of other games. Whatever. I'll have my eye on the Leaf game on my phone for the record, I'm taking the under in the Vancouver-San Jose game. Seven game sevens, and I'm thinking about, yeah, I'm hammering the under of this game. Vancouver can't score. So there's the analysis. So here we go. I'm going to rattle this off here. We got seven games, seven game sevens. So let's start off with Carolina and Boston. They're the first ones up tomorrow at 4:30 Eastern. Carolina and Boston. This series, during the regular season, Carolina dominated the Boston Bruins. All right? Like, it was an absolute... And then early in this series, they dominated them as well. There was somewhat of a mini turning point. Listen, Boston have experienced players that have been here and have done it, so they're not easy to beat in a playoff series. The home team has won every game in this series, and I think this team continues. I think the Carolina Hurricanes will beat the Boston Bruins now that they're back home. Basically, they just need to stay out of the penalty box, and we were talking all night about how home court, home ice, home field, and all this doesn't mean as much anymore, but it doesn't mean that there's not going to be certain series where it's case in point. I mean, we have two series like this. All right, like you look at Toronto and you look at Tampa Bay, they've both been able to win in each other's arenas twice. Like, same thing with Milwaukee and Boston, right? Like, they, you know, the home court hasn't meant anything, right? Like, it's like, yeah, okay, you might win at home or you might lose at home. Like, there's been no distinct advantage to it. Although you look at Dallas and Phoenix, and only the home teams have won. So, but there's only two series like that. Boston and Carolina, the home team has won every game, and I think this pattern continues. I'm never as high on the Carolina Hurricanes as a lot of people are. A lot of, like, sort of like the hockey hipster types will always tell you about the Canes, right? It's sort of like they're always a trendy pick. Yet they're also one of these teams that hasn't had a lot of success in the playoffs, even though they're very good in the regular season. I mean, they have won a cup, but I believe off the top of my head, that was 2006. Right? So, you know, it's not like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like the Canes, you know, are some dominant playoff team or anything like that. And Boston have been, right? You know, Boston are built for the playoffs. But with that being stated, I think the home ice is a difference. I think Carolina are just a different team at home as they are on the road. And it's one of the more electric buildings in the National Hockey League. And the Carolina Hurricanes feed off of it. They're -132 favorites. Boston Bruins are +110. The total is 6. I'm going to stay away from the total, although I should be betting the over. I'm just not an over-better, and I'm an idiot because every NHL game is basically going over. But now we're talking about a game 7, all right? So this might be the spot to bet unders if you want to go contrarian. Because all these games keep going over, it's very rare you're ever going to see 6.5s and 6s across the board in game 7s in the NHL. It's crazy, like, how high scoring this stuff has been. But, you know, it's game 7, man. Nobody wants to make a mistake. Teams play a different style suddenly. Referees are going to keep the whistle in the pocket because they're going to let the players decide it on their own. There's always the fear of empty nets because it's an elimination game and coaches could get desperate. They're down 2, they're down 3, they're going to pull a goalie with 5 minutes left or something like that. But it has to get there to that spot for that to happen. And put it this way, you know, between 3 game 7s tomorrow, you got to believe one of them is going to end up going to overtime. And nothing tops a game 7 overtime, right? Like, that's just the ultimate. My gut tells me if one of the 3 games are going to overtime tomorrow, it'll be the Los Angeles Kings and the Edmonton Oilers. And that's why I like the Los Angeles Kings +1.5. So, just for the record, I've already got Carolina to win the series for $500, so I put my money where my mouth was, and I stand by it. I'm not hedging, I'm not bailing, I'm not leaving, I'm not abandoning, I'm not deserting. I'm standing strong in the eye of the hurricane with the Carolina Hurricanes. Here I am! Tampa Bay Lightning. We got Hurricanes and Lightning. It's the weather network. So the Tampa Bay Lightning. two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. You want to talk about pedigree? They got the pedigree. They've got the heart of a champion. They've been on the ropes a couple of times. They always bounce back. We know about Andrei Vasilevskiy now. He's 17-0 off a loss. But the fact is, you think about that, that's, you know, they lose quite a few games then in the playoffs. You know, he's great off the loss. They're coming off a win. There is a lot of pressure on the Toronto Maple Leafs. You can't dispute a team that is as popular as they are, as big as they are, that hasn't won a playoff series since 2004. There's pressure on these guys. But I think there's more pressure on Edmonton in a weird way. Like, if you're Toronto, you're playing Tampa Bay. They're the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. Like, even if they lose, like, you can't fully bury them. The Leafs have shown a lot of heart. That was a heartbreaking loss last night. Like, they fought back. Like, last year, the Toronto Maple Leafs blew a 3-1 play series lead to the Montreal Canadiens. And the Leafs were a much better team than the Montreal Canadiens were, right? And they blew it. But you could feel them blowing it. You could see it. You're like, yeah, this team, oh, yeah, they're going to blow this. This team is different this year. This is a good hockey team that they have. They just lost in overtime to the two-time Stanley Cup champions. I don't think this team is just going to roll over. I think if the Leafs lose, it'll be because of a heartbreaking situation. Listen, they haven't had a lot of luck over the years. The hockey gods owe the Toronto Maple Leafs a series winning. They put the work in. They've had a, you know, it's been a great season, and I think they will win this hockey game. Toronto Maple Leafs -125. Los Angeles Kings and the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers are the team that are playing with the most house money here, like out of any team in the playoffs in the NHL, right? Like Boston aren't playing with house money. They're the Boston Bruins. Like, they expect to win the Stanley Cup, this team, every year. The Carolina Hurricanes are a good team. Like, they have expectations of winning this series and going to the Stanley Cup, and like the Canes have high expectations. The Tampa Bay Lightning are looking to three-peat. They're the two-time defending champions. The Toronto Maple Leafs are, like, arguably the biggest team in the National Hockey League. Without the success, they're like the Dallas Cowboys, the Leafs. Like, they're mega popular. They make hundreds of millions of dollars a year, but they never win. But their fans love them to death anyways. The Edmonton Oilers have, like, arguably the best player in the league in Connor McDavid. They have a Leon Draisaitl, who was the MVP. They score a million goals. They put up crazy highlights and all this, but they don't win. Right? Like, they're under a ton of pressure. The Pittsburgh Penguins are a franchise. They haven't won a playoff series in years. They're under pressure. They have a bunch of veterans. They want to win. The Rangers are in New York. They're under pressure. The Dallas Stars. Dallas Stars, man, this team, they pay their players a lot of money. Like, people don't talk about the Dallas Stars, but this team is, like, they have a lot of, like, high-paid players on this team. Like, they, you know, they're expected to win. Their ownership expects them to win. The Calgary Flames are under immense pressure to win. The LA Kings are not. Like, they're the one team that really can, like, kind of, like, be really loose in the room before these games. Like, all, you know, all these other teams, it's like there's going to be nerves and stuff. Like, it's, listen, everyone's going to be nervous, but I'm talking about there's sort of, the Kings are the one team that's like, listen, nobody even thought we were going to be in the playoffs. Like, all these other teams actually had Stanley Cup aspirations. The LA Kings did not. Ask Luke Robitaille if he thought his team was going to win the Stanley Cup this year. Yeah, he would have said no, right? No, of course I don't. Right? Like, it was a bonus they made the playoffs, and now the damage that they're doing to the Oilers, they're playing with house money for real. And as wild as it is in Edmonton, and the crowd is great and stuff, it's really electric before the games, where they, you know, the crowd sings the Canadian National Anthem, and they're really fired up. But it seems like the Oilers, like, don't handle the pressure in the moment, and they always start off slow at home. I don't think home ice means very much in this series. My feeling about this game is either the Oilers are going to beat them easily, like 5-1, or it's going to go to overtime type thing. That's why I got to take the LA Kings plus a puck and a half. Matthias, what's your pick for the Los Angeles Kings and the Edmonton Oilers game? I will repeat. What's your pick for the Pittsburgh, for the Edmonton Oilers and Los Angeles Kings game?
My pick is LA Kings, Gabe. I'm going with the Kings for sure.
Are you in the bathroom? You in the bathroom or something? Like, it's a slow delay to the microphone here.
prepping something.
Prepping what? It's in the middle of the night. That's what I get. Hey, I throw it on the mic for a simple pick and momentum killer. Momentum killer. Try to throw a bone here. Say, all right, what's the pick for the game? So what's your pick for the game, Matthias?
I'm going with LA Kings tomorrow, Gabe. That's for damn sure.
All right, plus a puck and a half? You just think they're going to win?
I think I'm going to win. And like you said, I feel that Edmonton's feeling the pressure. And the Kings have always kind of won those games where everybody thought that they weren't going to win. And I think they'll do it again.
All right. And what's your pick for the main event in the UFC with Rakic and Blachowicz?
I'm going with Rakic, Gabe. You know, Rakic is a guy, he's getting better every single fight. Blachowicz, I think he already went through his time. He had a great run, you know, touched UFC gold. But I think it's Rakic's time now. He's kind of waited in line, and he's gotten better after every single fight. And he's improved in every area. I think that if Blachowicz gets this fight to the ground, he wins. But I think he'll get knocked out. I think Rakic will connect a couple times, and pressure will break Blachowicz in this fight.
He's 39 years old. Right, he's an older fighter right now. Rakic is on a roll. For me, I don't want to lay the price, so I personally think this is going to be an over. I'm seeing you can get over 2.5 rounds at like -160. I like that. I don't think anyone's knocking anybody out right away in this fight. I think it'll be a, you know, they're both tough as hell. It's a 5-round fight. I like these 5-round fights when you get the totals where it's manageable because the fighters pace themselves. They think about it in a different manner than a 3-round fight. And the odds makers don't really adjust to it, I think. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Late night anger management class, 3-minute warning, quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Really is, isn't it? And it really didn't feel like we've been on for like an hour. That's the way my life feels, though. Honestly, like everything to me is like time is like accelerated. It's like an episode of Star Trek or something like that. I really, really wish I could slow the clock down. I told like to Rob Vino, I said, how the hell am I going to break down the NFL? We got in seven game sevens. So give me Carolina, give me Toronto. But Carolina wins, Toronto wins. I'm going to take the LA Kings. At +1.5, down to like -135 only right now for the LA Kings, +1.5. I think that's a pretty good value. On Sunday, I think the New York Rangers are going to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins. Rangers are now -164 favorites. I like the Dallas Stars and Calgary Flames game to go under the number. We lost. Listen, it's 4-2 to the under. The two times we've lost the under in this series, it's been because of an empty net goal. Like, you know, one of them was 0.1 seconds, and then tonight it was like 17 seconds or whatever. Like, it's, you know, we're losing the unders here at the end. I could see, like, Calgary winning this game, like, 3-0 or something on Sunday. So, basically, I like every home team except LA and Edmonton. And that one, I'm just taking the Kings plus a puck and a half because it wouldn't surprise me out of all these games if that game went to overtime. So, give me Carolina minus 132, Toronto minus 126, LA Kings plus a puck and a half minus 137, New York Rangers minus 164, Calgary Flames minus 188. NBA basketball, I've been riding the Bucks, and I'm not going to fear the deer now. Give me the Milwaukee Bucks plus 5 in what I think will probably be a weird game. In what I think will probably be a weird game in Boston. Listen, there's pressure on the Celtics, even though, you know what I mean, they're the favorites in this series. They're the ones playing under all those banners. Give me the Bucks plus 5. And Dallas and Phoenix, I want to take Dallas, but my gut's telling me Phoenix are going to smoke them. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.